Do, a deer. Female deer, ray, a drop of golden sun. Me, a name, I call myself.
Welcome to episode 65 of the Family Time Q&A podcast. I am your host, Jerry, from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and you've been listening to Emma sing the Do-Re-Mi song from Sound of Music. Emma, how have you been? Heck of a way to open a show, huh? Surprise!
I knew you were going to do that, too. I was like, what if he starts recording? I was like, nah, he wouldn't do that.
I wouldn't dare. Yes, I would. Golly. Emma, we have missed you on this show. You're the extrovert in the family besides me, and we really haven't had you on an episode since June 22nd. It is now September 5th.
You haven't had me since June 22nd?
June 22nd, when you and I did the movie review of Inside Out by Pixar.
Oh, wow.
And we tributed that episode to Bing Bong.
And I cried.
And you cried because Jerk Dad said, "Don't cry, Emma." And then just to make sure the nail was in the coffin for you to shed the tears, I said, "Take her to the moon for me." And we hadn't had you on the show since. So we had June to July, July to August, and we're just now into September, and we finally have you back. Emma, tell folks how you have been since June. What has been going on in your life?
Wow, what has not been going on? Busy, 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 busy. I have been very busy, 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 busy.
Are you watching your voice on the waveform of Audacity right now? That is funny. Now, let me just say real quick, for the people who have never tuned in to Family Time Q&A podcast, this is a podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. So each episode, I have a family member on the show with me. We have a candid conversation, which is a word Emma doesn't like at all. And then about halfway through the show, we're going to transition into the Q&A portion. So Emma will have a question that she has prepared, thanks to our good friend Danielle.
Maddie.
It came from Maddie?
Came from Maddie.
Maddie is like our number one fan, other than my mom. Well, actually, so Maddie would be like number three fan, because I am the show's number one fan.
I love listening
to this show, because I love listening to my family.
If there's like 60 views, it's really like 30, probably.
It's more like 55.
More like 55, yeah.
Because I was five of those. So, I'm number one fan. My mom is number two fan, and Maddie is like number three fan. But Maddie is probably the most interactive of the fans because she is supplying the questions. So back on track, Emma will ask a question that has been prepared by our friend Maddie, and then I'll answer it. I have no idea what the question is, and then we're going to flip it. I'm going to ask Emma a question. She really has no clue what this question is, and it'll be good preparation for the question I really want to ask Jacob. So I'm going to ask Jacob the same question.
What do you want to ask Jacob?
And I can't tell you yet until I ask you. I will tell you. I will tell you later in the show.
Well, I think we should do the Q&A portion first.
You want to do the Q&A first?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to break from tradition then. And if we have time, we'll do a little catch up. But yeah, let's dive into the Q&A.
Yeah.
But let's start with you. Ladies first.
I think... You mean ladies answer the question first?
No, I really meant ladies first in the sense of you ask the question first. Because my question, it's going to be a doozy, but it is an important question to ask.
Oh, no.
Yep.
This is it, guys. Thanks for watching. I'm dead. Bye. I'm just kidding.
Well, it's a good thing it's a podcast. Nobody is watching. Everybody's listening.
Dad.
Yes.
The Shaytards did this once on their vlogs, but they're like, okay, that's it, guys, because like their daughter was in the hospital because she got super duper sick, and she's like, okay, guys, that's it, bye. And then the Shay, he just because like she didn't say why they're in the hospital, and so Shay, he just put like the outro that they call it outro.
That's at the end of the
show,
right?
Yeah, end. And they just put it, and then Shay was on. He's like, "I'm just kidding, guys. We wouldn't do that to you." So that'd be funny if you did that.
We have an outro also. It's typically us trying to figure out how to stop recording as our theme music plays us out. It's kind of lazy like that because you know the show is for the most part unscripted. Unedited. I cut out none of the dialogue. So the dialogue going on between Emma and I, all of it is going to stay in the episode. The only editing that happens is
things like this.
Actually, I don't really do that a whole lot. I do that with Beyond the Rut.
Yeah, you do.
I don't do that as much with our show because I want that natural tempo. And especially with you and I, we have a good natural tempo.
Like the wave.
I know, the big wave form there of you taking the big breath, which hurt everybody's ears, I'm sure. So we're in the Q&A portion.
Yes, my question.
You're going first. What is the question that you have from our friend Maddie?
My question to you from my friend Maddie is what do you want your legacy to be? Like, what do you want to be?
Wow. Maddie, that is an awesome question. Emma, that is an awesome question. And the reason why I say it's awesome is because Maddie pays attention to the website. I'm going to cry. That's my
really?
Legacy. No, I'm not really going to cry.
Okay, good.
Not right now, but that is cool. For me, my legacy has not a whole lot to do with what I'm doing per se. That's not true either. The real measure of my legacy isn't in what I do. It isn't in what you and Jacob do. It is in the impact that my life had, my marriage with your mom, Olivia. For those who don't know who my
wife
is.
Her name is Moo Moo.
Olivia's name is not Moo Moo. Nobody calls her that. Who calls her that?
Me and Jacob sometimes.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, I never picked up on that.
Yeah, we always call her Moo Moo.
I will never call mommy Moo Moo. Because I love mommy and I love my life.
She says, so. I love my life. She says that she feels like a cow whenever I say it.
Oh.
But I tell her that she's not a cow, and then I explain to her where I got Moo Moo from.
Okay. So getting back to the question, what do I want my legacy to be? There's a couple of different areas. A lot of it has to do with what will I want my life to be like the day I die? And so, you know, a lot of people, when we live our lives, it's all about, you know, getting that promotion, getting that bigger paycheck, getting that big house, the big car. And when I served in Operation Iraqi Freedom, something became very clear to me. You know, I could stay in the Army, get lots of awards, get lots of promotions, be in places that go into the history books. But at the end of the day, if I get shot, if I get killed, or let's say I live a long life, I'm not going to care about any of that stuff. I'm not going to care about what my job was, how much I made per year, what kind of house I lived in. On the day I die, the only thing I'm going to care about is who is by my side on my death, not on my deathbed, but by my side while I'm on my deathbed. When I say things like my legacy isn't measured by what I do, what my children do, but really my legacy is measured by my grandchildren, even my great-grandchildren. What I mean by that is if the time comes for me to pass away on this earth and go to heaven, if I am surrounded by my children, my grandchildren, maybe even my great-grandchildren, I will have lived a blessed life. And so on a personal level, that's what I want my personal legacy to be. Now, in that, I feel that my calling is to encourage other people to stay the course when it comes to their marriage. Stay the course when it comes to plugging into the lives of their children, knowing who they are. That's why I love this show, is because I get to sit down with you and talk to you, talk with you, be goofy with you. You are my mini-me. Like I called Jacob my mini-me who's taller than me, and Mommy said last week when we, 2 weeks ago when we recorded, that, you know, she's like, you know, Jacob really isn't your mini-me. And I was like, what do you mean? And she goes, well, think about it. Jacob's personality is much more like mine, referring to Mommy's. You know, slow going, you know, very loyal, doesn't like to try new things. And then I was like, well, then who's my mini-me? She goes, well, Emma. I'm like, but I'm not a ballerina. And she said, no, but Emma likes to try new things. She's creative. She's intelligent. I was like, wait, what was that word? My ego took over. In any case, so you are my mini-me.
I'm your mini-me.
And getting back on topic again, so my legacy has a lot to do with what will the day I die look like? And hopefully it is being surrounded by the people I love and having that last possible moment with everybody whom I love. And then, you know, I won't have any control of what happens after I breathe my last breath. However, my hope is that people come to my funeral in droves and they celebrate having known me. So, yeah, you know, some people might cry, I hope. but I hope that people celebrate that they had known me. And they can say, you know what, I'm here because that guy spoke to my dad and that changed my dad's life, which changed my life. Or that guy talked to my grandpa, which led to my dad having the life he had, and I'm here because of that. Or, you know what, I didn't know who this guy was, but my parents had all of his books or listened to his podcast decades after he listened to it. That's kind of, I want to be able to have an impact on people's lives to strengthen their marriage, to strengthen the family relationships they've had. And when I die, I want to be surrounded by the people I love. So thank you, Maddie, for that question. That is in a nut. I don't know if you can call that a nutshell. That was a very long answer.
That was a pretty long nutshell.
That was a pretty, that would be like, what, a walnut?
Yeah, a walnut.
But a supersized, insanely large walnut. That kind of shell.
Supersized walnut.
All right. So, Emma, thank you for the question. Are you ready for your question?
I is ready for my question.
Cool. All right, so I already warned you this is going to be a doozy.
No.
And
wish me good luck, guys.
Yes.
Like, literally stop and say, good luck, Emma.
And I'll pause so you can do that. No, I won't. Here I go. So, and just so you know, and I know I can get away with this because Jacob doesn't listen to the show. Maddie does.
Maddie does.
Danielle does.
Maddie, Danielle, don't tell yes. Jacob.
Secrecy, right here. Maddie,
or Grandma
Danielle,
Put.
Grandma Put and Jacob don't talk.
Yeah, they don't,
so,
but...
This is safe. Secret's safe.
Secret.
And none of you really talk to Jacob, so don't give Jacob a heads up. Don't find him on Twitter and say, hey, we know what your dad's going to ask you. This is the question. Unless you're going to tease him and say, hey, we know the question dad's going to ask you next week. Then you can pick on him in that
respect. That'd be kind of weird if they said dad.
Yeah, yeah. In any case, so.
Your dad.
I'm going to ask your brother the same question. I just want to see how you handle it first. So, unfortunately, in today's world, with smartphones, with social media, Twitter, Snapchat, all that. There is one issue that always has me fearful, not just for my own kids, but for the friends that you have. Okay? Do you know what that issue is? And it's not cyberbullying, but it is linked.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh, okay. It is sexting.
Ew!
I know.
Hashtag ew!
Hashtag ew. Hashtag...
No, it's not ew. It's ew!
So... I want to bring this up because, unfortunately, for teenagers, so 12 through about, depends on how you define teenager.
19.
We'll say
like
19.
13, okay. 14, 15, so, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Way to lighten the mood. Thank you.
And then 20. It's like, no. Teen.
Okay. So, they say, depending on which study you go to, that anywhere between 40% or higher of teenagers between 12 and about 19 years old have been involved in sexting. And then they say 75% to 90%, again, depending on the study, of teenagers know somebody who has. So I really want to focus on the one, do you know what sexting is? And two, here's the real question. How would you respond if you found out one of your friends had sent a sexting image to another friend? So what is sexting, and then how would you respond if you found out somebody you knew had sent a sexting image?
Well, first of all, sexting is whenever you send, like, a not appropriate text to somebody. Like, if it's, like, maybe you're just a panties are on, or you're nude, or something, or it's just, like, a sexy, inappropriate image.
Okay.
And that's...
In a nutshell, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be video clips. It could be just talking back and forth. But for the most part, the most common form that I'm aware of is the sending of photos that are inappropriate. Mm-hmm. So let's say you find out through the grapevine that one of the folks you know from school had sent a sexting image or two or 10, and you hear some other folks at school talking about it. How would you react to that?
I don't know. That's hard. Like, do you mean just, like, anybody in the school or, like, friends?
Either. Both.
Okay. So, if it was just anybody in the school, I'd just stay away from them. Make sure not to get their number. I don't know if I'd tell anybody. If they weren't my friend?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't.
Wouldn't tell anybody?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, because you don't want to spread that, do you?
Yeah, no.
Okay. What if it was somebody who was a friend of yours?
If it was a friend of mine...
How would you react to that?
I don't even know. I would probably first talk with Daddy, because he knows a lot about that. Or not, like, because that's what his old job was, right?
Yeah, when I was at the women's shelter. Yeah.
So he knows a lot about the general stuff. And I don't know what I'd do after that. I'd get some advice from him, and then
Okay.
Do whatever his advice was.
What if you could get that advice now?
Okay.
Okay. So let's say you have a friend you found out has been sending pictures. How do you think the school typically reacts to that? Not the school as in like the teachers and the principal, but I mean like the other students. How do other students typically react when they find out that somebody has sent sexting images?
They'll probably like not think anything about it because like kids these days are kind of like interesting.
Okay.
Well, they'll probably think it's bad, but like, he really did that. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. Well, I heard from actually a friend of Jacob's when we were giving her a ride home, and she was like, hey, Jacob, did you know so-and-so? Well, yeah, she just took a picture of herself naked and sent it to this boy. And then, of course, the boys sent it out to all these other boys. It was on social media, or she posted it on social media somewhere.
Oh, yes. Girl.
And the people who were commenting, how do you think they were commenting? Were they, like, saying nice things, or were they saying mean things?
Well, if they liked her, they were probably like, ooh, girl. But if they, like, if they're not that kind of person, then they're probably, like, reporting her and...
Actually, the responses that the friend was sharing with us was neither. The comments in the thread were all mean. Like, one person posted, what are those? Like the vine when the guy points out the shoes. So Jacob's friend said that one person posted that. One person said, hey, cover up. You're traumatizing my eyes. Another person said, you know, started calling her names, derogatory names. It's really mean stuff.
And were these people at Vet?
I don't know. I don't know if they were, well, some of them probably at that high school now, but this was during the summer.
Which friend was it?
Well, I don't want to name the friend on the show.
Whisper it.
I'll tell you after. So, but yeah, for the most part, in my experience, when I worked at Women's Shelter, Emma, most students, when they hear that somebody, like a fellow student, had done sexting, they don't really respond with, oh, that's too bad. That's so sad. They actually go the opposite end and they get very cruel and they say, what a hoe. What a slut. Man, look at that. I mean, she's just putting herself out there like that. And then they just make fun of her. The boys will say, hey, man, this girl's kind of easy. And then they start making a move on her and they expect her to do sex things. And so knowing all that now, if you learned that somebody at your school had posted some images, how would you react to that person?
Well, like, even in general, just the person I am, I just think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I was a guy and I, like, was that kind of guy that, like, was really into girls, I still probably would have thought it was gross and... I don't know.
See, this is where I'm like, oh, my baby girl's not there yet.
Yet? So,
what?
Why'd you say yet?
Nothing. No.
Were you
Forget
ever
I said
there?
That. Hey, we'll just edit that out, even though we don't edit the show.
So I guess we're not editing it out.
Yeah,
editing.
I guess we can't edit that out, but... you're not there in life, I guess. And girls do it for different reasons. Sometimes they're pressured by boys to do it.
What was your reason to do it?
I've never done that.
I'm just kidding.
But I've heard of boys who've pressured girls to do it. So you've got that controlling relationship there. The peer pressure. I've heard of girls peer who did pressure. It to try to impress another boy. And of course, in all these cases... The image never really stayed safe. Yeah, even if you just send it from one person to another, is that image secure?
No, it's gonna get out, yeah, sweetheart.
If it's sent electronically, somebody somewhere is gonna find their way to get their hands on it.
Like, I understand if you're a Harry Potter and you can put a magic spell on a picture that'll dissolve in 3 seconds after like Snapchat.
Yes, like Snapchat. There are only two purposes for Snapchat. One, to send goofy pictures and videos.
And the other, sexting.
Sexting, yes. A lot of people think it's okay because Snapchat deletes the image or the video seconds after, depending on how you set the...
Doesn't it, like, back it up somewhere?
No, because that is where Snapchat is different than most cell phone carriers and most apps, is that the user who is sending the image or the video has the impression of control where they can say, okay, delete it from the person's device, delete it from my device, also delete it from the servers at 10 seconds after opening.
That's still not safe, though, because 10 seconds is enough time to screenshot it.
Yes, and so there were supposed to be some fixes to allow people to not do that, or not allow people to do that. And of course, hackers figured it out within like a month of the app coming out. And it didn't take, they didn't have to hack. It had to involve backing up your computer, you know, or, and if you're hearing this, I hope you're not taking the information and using it to take images from Snapchat. This is more of an awareness for parents right now, and maybe teenagers if you're listening to it. But there's a way to synchronize an Apple phone, an iPhone, so that the images come off your computer as you open up these images. And so it's now saved to the computer. It still gets deleted off the phone. The other thing, like with Android, it had to do with going to airplane mode. And so, because Snapchat depends on a signal to be sent by Snapchat to delete the image. Well, if there's no signal from Snapchat because it's in airplane mode, what happens to the image?
Stays there.
Stays there until I turn my signal back on. And so I just save the image somewhere where it won't be deleted.
Yeah.
Like on an SD card or, you know, transfer to my computer or something. And so Snapchat is not the safety blanket people think it is. And so that's one of the reasons why we don't want Jacob to have Snapchat. And we don't want you to have Snapchat because it opens up that doorway. And
Mom said a while ago that I could have Snapchat.
What?
Cause I had one friend. But it didn't work on my phone.
Oh, okay, good.
It just went blank every time I tried to use it.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of Snapchat.
Yeah. You've never been.
No.
Do you think that's just because of your job? Like, you learned all of this could happen just because of your job at the
A big part of it. My job was part of it because my job included educating parents about this, educating teenagers about the app, but also just the premise of what the app's purpose was. It bothered me. And learning more about the founder of the company and his background, it was like, this guy didn't have the highest regard for women, and he now developed this app that allows men to take advantage of women. And now we have this culture that makes it seem that you're empowered sexually if you send pictures like this. And now we have an app that makes it so-called safe. And the reality is it's not that safe.
So, it's not safe.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. It's not safe.
All right, well, Emma, I won't ask Jacob the same exact question.
Why not?
The topic is going to be the same.
What are you going to ask him?
It's going to have a lot to do with... It's going to have a lot to do with respect. And if he were to receive an image, how would he react to it?
He's not going to like it. It's going to be too serious for him.
It's going to be way too serious for him, but he needs to know because he is in high school now, and it could happen. In one of the motivations I mentioned earlier, that, you know, a girl who has a crush on him might be forward and send image to him. So he needs to know what the laws are against it, what he could do to
stop it. Wait, it's illegal?
There is a law in Texas that if you're between 14 and 17 years old, and you send a nude photo of yourself, it is a misdemeanor. And so before that law in 2011, the only law that would address it was child pornography. So if you produced an image of yourself and you were under 17, you had produced child pornography. And then when you sent it to somebody, you now distributed child pornography. And these are felonies that get you on the sex offender registry. And so when you look at sex offender registries, you may see somebody who was 16 years old and it had to do with child pornography. Some of those cases, not all, some of those cases were somebody who received a nude photo from his girlfriend and, you know, mom, dad found out about it, sent the guy to court, pressed charges, and now they're a registered sex offender. So this new law came out in 2011 that allowed judges and prosecutors more leeway to go after that. And so... yeah, if you produce the photo and you send it, you just committed a misdemeanor if you're a minor. If you received it and did not delete it in a reasonable time frame, you are committing a misdemeanor. So if you receive one, you have to delete it right away. If you forward it, like you receive the image and you send it off to somebody else, you've also committed a misdemeanor. So even though you deleted it quickly, if you sent it off to somebody else, that also breaks the law. If you break the law, you get charged by a court with a misdemeanor charge. It's kind of like a traffic ticket. So you pay a fine. You have to go to a class about sexting, the legal repercussions, the personal repercussions. If you do it again, it's a misdemeanor, but it goes up a level. And then you do it a third time, it's a misdemeanor A, so you can actually do jail time if you keep doing this. If you do this over and over and over again, when you're 18 years old, when your juvenile record is supposed to be expunged, a judge could say, you know what, this person has a pattern of receiving or sending images that are nude of minors. This guy might have a problem with child pornography as an 18, 19, 20-year-old. We're going to leave his record on file for a little bit, because statistically that person's going to show up again. And so, yeah, this law exists so that we can actually stop somebody early in the process before they go too far down the road and become like Jared Fogle from Subway. Yeah. Did you hear about that guy?
Yeah. Or yeah. JD.
Or JD. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So the earlier you can stop that kind of issue, the better. And so that's where that Texas law comes in. And a lot of people aren't aware of it. They just think this is a thing to do. Well, it has personal repercussions on kids while they're still young. So you got the cyberbullying impact. You've got the psychological impact, you know, and then you have the legal impact. So people can go to jail over this. All right. So what do we talk about now? We talked about sexting. We talked about what I want my legacy to be. That was part of it. So hopefully that information helps some of the parents who are listening right now who have teenagers. What can you do? Parents, know what your kids are using on their phone. And don't hover over them. Don't be like helicopter parents.
Just check it once in a while.
Yeah, check it once in a while. Spot check it. We do that with Jacob. And, you know, and sometimes we catch him getting ready to go down a road and we're able to like nip it in a bud and say, no, you don't talk to people like that. That's not nice. That's not the way we talk to people. And
now, whenever he's saying this, he's not meaning like bad, like not child pornography.
No, definitely not that bad.
No.
But, yeah, he's had a couple of, you know, conversations where it wasn't his best form. And so we were able to talk to him and say, hey, that's not the way we talk to people. But we don't check every single day. We don't check every hour. We don't have anything monitoring him 24/7. But we do spot check. And he is to cheerfully hand his phone over. We just do a quick look over and we hand it back to him. We probably do that maybe once a week, maybe every 2 weeks. But it's never the same day. It's never the same time of day. And he has to give
it's not a routine.
Correct. And, you know, eventually we'll probably do the same thing with you. And,
fair enough.
Yeah, fair enough, right? You know, we're paying for it. And it's not to deprive you of privacy. It's to guide you. Like, you need to learn how to use these tools. It shouldn't cost you your future at the same time. So that's why we do these spot checks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So parents, tell us what you think. Doing spot checks on our kids, is it too much observation? Is it not enough? Are we hovering? Are we not hovering enough? Leave a comment or tweet at Jerry Dugan or go to my Facebook page, find the post for episode 65, and leave a comment. All right, Emma, what do we want to talk about as we wrap up the episode?
In the title, what are you going to title it?
No idea yet. I'll either go with what is my legacy going to be, a father-daughter talk, or something about sexting and, you know, get people clicking like crazy.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you put sexting, I wonder how many people are going to go on Google and look up sexting.
Maybe.
And then find that.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, maybe that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
All right. High five. All right, Emma.
Wait, that wasn't good.
Awesome.
There.
There we go. That, you wanted that waveform to really come up wide, didn't you? All right. Emma, thank you for coming on. It's been a while. We missed you. We love having you on the show. Love having you in the house, too. And, again, parents, let us know. Are we hovering too much? Not hovering enough? What are your thoughts about the topic we discussed in this episode? Share us with your family and friends. Go to iTunes. The best way to get to our show on iTunes is therealjerrydugan.com/iTunes. That'll take you straight to the iTunes page. But you can also go to iTunes, look up podcasts, and just search my name, Jerry Dugan. You'll either find me or you'll find Jerry Dugan and the West Wind Band. I'm not a country singer, so I'm the other one. Make sense? Great. So subscribe to our show on iTunes. If you have an Android, go to Stitcher. Do the same thing. Look up The Real Jerry Dugan. You'll find my show there. And you can always just plug us in on your website or on Feedly. On Feedly, you can subscribe to the blog. And
what is it, Jerry Dugan and the
Wolf Band? The Real... Oh, Jerry Dugan and the West Wind Band. He's from, like, Northwest Texas somewhere.
You should tag him in one of your episodes.
He's pretty good. I'm thinking about buying his album because I've listened to some of his samples on Amazon and on iTunes, and I'm like, you know what, this guy's pretty good. I should probably buy the album and support Jerry Dugan. And then the other Jerry Dugan, the one who is the video director out of Las Vegas.
What about the doctor?
Dr. Dugan?
Yeah.
His first name is Jack. Well, there's two of them. There's Jack and there's John. And they both work in the same type of business. One's the father, one's the son. I forget which is which. But we're not directly related to them. All right. Well, we're at 32 minutes. Thank you for listening. And again, tell your friends and family about us. Subscribe to the show. Rate us. Review us on iTunes. Thank you very much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Adios.